play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Number 5, Andrew Grip. Number 10, Ryan Dockery Jackson. Number 24, Cameron Wallace. And number 32, Jake Matichek. The Pioneers are coached by Scott Verstraete. And now, the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks.
For the last time this season in a home game, public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups as we get to the streaks.
A 6-foot junior guard, number 1, Jeremiah Babers. A 5'10 junior guard, number 5, Dre Egyptiaco. A 6-foot junior guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6-foot senior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6-foot senior guard, number 25, DeMarco Harden. Your streaks are coached by Ryan Hart.
As always, our thanks to public address announcer Jeff Lamb for tonight's starting lineups. He'll be back with us next week in football. Well, actually 2 weeks in football season when the Streaks have their first home game. Those Streaks will open on the road at Geneseo next Friday night. Steve, 3 keys to the game here tonight as we get ready to get started.
Last week of the season, finish in a strong way. That gets the seniors out on a good note and as a springboard for next year. Again, we've got to execute, really work on the offensive execution, work on moving our feet defensively, eliminate dribble drives, and then make sure we adapt to whatever they give us. They're going to try to slow the ball game down here tonight, shorten the game here, and we've got to be able to adapt to that.
Alleman with the ball. Again, the visiting team getting the ball to start the game. No jump ball in the COVID era, at least for this season. On the left side, Ryan Dockery Jackson, the leading scorer in the season. Ball knocked out of bounds off his leg. I think it was a little poke away from the backside by Babers, and Alleman turns it over on the first possession. Here are the starters, back to the usual five for the Silver Streaks as it's been through most of the 11 games this season, with the exception of a couple of injuries or senior night ceremonies a week ago. Up top, DeMarco Harden for 3 hits, and the Streaks score first.
Good execution, wide open coming off that screen at the top of the circle. Got his feet underneath him.
Rico Bird, a sophomore, big game in a loss, a 4-point loss last night to Mercer County. That was Alleman's first non-conference game. They're 0-8 coming in. Here's a jumper up top for Cameron Wallace. Misses the 3-pointer. The rebound tipped around. Gets his way to Matichek. Put up his way off the mark. And Eric Price with a rebound. Back come the Streaks quickly. Eric Price pulls up on the left side. Now to the right side, Babers. The lane is open, but he can't find it. Now to the left side, it goes to Alex Egyptiaco. The jumper by Babers for 3. Back-to-back threes by the Streaks to start off with a 6-0 lead.
Shared the ball beautifully, got the ball reversed. Lots of touches there, and when you do that, you're going to get a nice shot out of it, and we did there.
Silver Streaks girls up in Rock Island playing Alleman, leading 20-19 at the half. Here's a steal by Babers, leading the break to the other end. 1-on-3, but he missed the layup. And Ryan Dockery Jackson for the rebound for Alleman. Again, the Streaks girls games, as they have been all season when we play on the same night, 92.7 FM, the laser. Bounce pass on the far side, and, Babers apparently got a hand on it as it gets knocked out of bounds.
I had already marked the turnover for Alleman there. That's obviously the angle we're at there. Couldn't see that the ball was deflected out of bounds.
Streaks freshmen and sophomores both won tonight, 52-42 in the freshman game, 49-28 in the sophomore game.
This kid here, Bird, is a nice-looking ball player. He's young. I think he's got a lot of upside, somebody they can build around.
Almost single-handedly brought him back in the game last night. Here's a dribble drive, and DeMarco allowed Wallace to get a step on him down the right side of the lane and then fouled him at the end of the play. First foul of the game on DeMarco.
And again, those are things that I talked about in my keys. Being able to limit the dribble drive by moving your feet, staying on that strong hand, and making him change direction.
Cameron Wallace, 12 out of 17 from the free throw line this season. Misses the first one. 6-0 silver streaks. Just 2 minutes into the game. Second one is off the front of the rim. DeMarco comes up with a rebound, leading the break. Right side, backs his way in. Turnaround jumper, got fouled. And now Wallace fouls DeMarco at the other end, and Harden will do shoot free throws.
And again, something that I look for us to do tonight and what we're best at, getting out in transition off of a turnover or a missed shot there and getting the ball up the floor in a hurry and attacking the basket.
Harden 13 out of 22 from the line this season. Off the mark with the first one. Neither team making free throws here early on. I'd like to see DeMarco have a big week to finish things off here. One of the four streaks seniors, including Eric Price, lost to UT on Saturday, crossed the 1,000-point mark for his career. Two senior starters in the lane. Here's Bird out of control, in from the left side, and again, thrown out of bounds. I didn't think anybody was there. Well, there wasn't anybody there for Alleman, but
I thought the ball just got out of bounds off of his pass or lost control.
On the inbound, and a little screen set down low that frees up Wallace for the lay-in on the right side.
We got lost there in a switch or lack of communication. Wallace was wide open there for a little short bunny.
On the left side, Eric fakes. Now the dribble drive in from the left side, finishes it off with a layup. It's 9-2 Galesburg.
Good ball fake there that set that up there, and he went right down the gut there and got a layup out of it.
If you're wondering who's next on the list, Mike Davis is ahead of Eric Price by 21 points for 18th on the all-time
Mike
list.
Davis, one of the best athletes ever to go through Galesburg High School, both as a baseball player and a basketball player.
Now this time Alleman does turn it over with the throw out to the near sideline in front of us to nobody. Third Alleman turnover. Not quite 3 minutes into the game. 9-2 is the Silver Streaks lead. Drea Gypsiaku in front of us to our left throws it toward the Alleman basket, and it finds its way to Babers, who leads it into the front court. Open, Price, left corner three, off the back iron. DeMarco with the rebound, pump fake up and in. DeMarco was six in the game early.
Good offensive rebound, and you're right. You sure would like DeMarco to finish strong. He's an outstanding young man and a great team player. He's added so much to this ball club over the last 2 years.
And fighting injuries here in the second half of a shortened 14-game season. So he's not 100% going into this last week. Up top, the bounce pass, Matichek into the lane. Wallace with a catch. Too strong off the backboard. Knocked out of bounds by the Streaks on the rebound, and we've reached the mask timeout. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Galesburg up 11-2. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Know that I was fighting for him.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
4:24 to go, first quarter, 11-2 Galesburg. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman from the GHS Fieldhouse. Coming out of the official timeout on the inbound, Rico Bird on the left wing. Puts the ball on the floor, and Jeremiah Babers gets called for a reach-in foul, his first.
Those are things there with Jeremiah, and he's come so far this year that as they go into the offseason, they're going to really work on being able to pressure the ball without fouling. We can do that really well. We just want to stay away from the fouls, and I think you'll see a real point of emphasis in the offseason by the Streaks to work that.
Jackson with a spin move at the top of the circle, but he couldn't finish off the shot to the left side. DeMarco with his third rebound already. Alex, the kick out left side. Now Babers stutter step and traveled. First Galesburg turnover.
That's a good diagonal pass by Alex there to find him, and that's where he needs to be there. He just tried to do too much before he got his pivot foot.
Rico Bird, a sophomore, along with four seniors in the starting lineup for Alleman, coming in 0-8 on the year. Bounce pass into the right corner, the reverse back out to Andrew Grip, fires a three and hits from the wing. 11-5, Galesburg by 6.
Good shot, or good-looking shot there by Grip.
Jeremiah in the midcourt circle, swinging around to the left side. Eric fires it down low. Alex backs his way in, up with a baby hooking in. First basket of the game for Alex Egyptiaco. Back to an 8-point Galesburg lead, 13-5.
And that's our base offense with a double low post there, and they really ran it with good rhythm there.
Bird across midcourt, directing traffic. Babers comes out, takes a little swipe toward the ball. Pass over to the left side, Jackson. Now on to the left wing, it goes to Maticek. Dribbles right, we got a whistle away from the ball. And a timeout called by the Alleman Pioneers. 3:15 to go first quarter, looks like a full timeout. Okay, so two games against these Pioneers here in the last week. Saturday's game is a makeup game because of the shutdown of the Alleman program for the first 2 weeks of the season. And sandwiched in between these two games is a Rock Island game that, well, five games into the season looked like it was going to be the premier game and maybe the deciding game for the championship in the conference. Not going to be that way now. With a win tonight, Rock Island seals it outright. So from a coaching staff, from a coaching standpoint, what are you looking for if you're coaching these guys in these last three games with two games against an 0-8 team and then that Rock Island game thrown in between there? Because you do want to build some momentum heading into the offseason, too.
Yeah, I mean, you want to finish the season in a strong way with the best record you can and finish as high as you can in the standings in the Western Big Six. Also looking for the future, shore up these things that we talked about. And, again, the Rock Island game is really a matter of pride and a pride of one Western Big Six champ against the previous one. So it's a little bit of bragging rights within what we can do.
There's a jumper left wing, a pull-up by Wallace. Doesn't go. Cohen Derry into the game. Hauls down the rebound. Streaks trying to build on an 8-point lead here, trying to get it to double digits for the first time. I would also point out that the Streaks sweep the week. They finished 10-4, which is pretty good-looking
good conference record.
Nice dump down to Eric with a drop step in from the right low blocks, and Galesburg has that 10-point lead now at 15-5. Yeah, good conference record. Absolutely. I was thinking just kind of good record overall in a 14-game season. Kyla Meadows also in for the Streaks. Ryan Hart likely going to substitute quite a few players in this game, especially if it continues to go at the rate it has here with a 10-point lead 5.5 minutes in. Jumper right side, Bird off the mark with three. Dockery Jackson on the weak side of the rebound. Back up top, it goes to Grip. Pulls it around to the right side. Now the ball squirts out of bounds. Fourth turnover by the Pioneers.
I've been impressed with Alleman trying to run their offense against our man defense. They're really working on timing and setting screens and making the right play and the right decision. Just a matter of gaining more experience with that and being able to, as Coach Restrate said, getting the ball in the basket.
Up top, DeMarco works his way to the right side. Pull up, high post. A little bit long, and the rebound comes to Grip. For Alleman. Good looking shot by DeMarco. Just a little bit long with it. Now Bird runs into Eric Price. Driving in from the right side. Took it right at sophomore to senior, and Price picks up foul number one.
And Brad, what we saw there from DeMarco is almost the extinct mid-range jump shot with a three-point shot and basically the layup inside that what teams are looking for.
On the inbound to Bird, who pulls it back out to Grip out high in front of the scoring table, works his way right to left. Now under the wing, back up top to Grip. Shakes off Jeremiah a little bit, coming out for it, Wallace. Bounce pass left side, the left-hander Jackson's three won't go down from the wing. Derry with his second rebound. Babers up the middle into the front court, he gets called for carrying the ball. Jeremiah called for a rough travel earlier, and now an unusual and rare palming the ball for the second Streaks turnover.
Yeah, that's one that I suppose you could call almost all the time in the modern game today.
Yeah.
And, just came out there.
Streaks lead 15-5, minute 23 to go first quarter. Wallace on the inbound, the kick out after he got double-teamed, but Bird was way off the mark with a three. DeMarco juggled the ball, now controls for his fourth rebound. On the left side, Price pulls it back out. Up top, Babers will reset the offense. Gets it over to the left side. Price with it on the wing. Up top, Kylam. Quick three, quick release. Off the mark to the left side. Rebound, Alleman. Outlet pass from Matichek into the front court. Alleman slows it down. Streak it back defensively. Now a quick three on the right side. No, won't go for Grip. Long rebound out to Babers on the outlet to Price for the layup. 17-5 streaks.
And Alleman, the last six possessions, has put up 3-point shots each of those six possessions and have come out empty except for one time.
Quick inlet pass in the lane. Wallace gets his pocket pick. Jeremiah bats the ball into the backcourt, and Bird chases it down. Down to the final 20 seconds of quarter number one with the streaks leading by 12. Bird walks it across midcourt. Babers will pick him up there. Reaches in, just swipes it over to the sideline. Bird corrals it. Pulls it back up with 10 seconds to go. Jeremiah all over him. Here comes the trap on Wallace. Gets the ball loose. Picked up by Jackson in the corner. Trapped there with 2 seconds to go. Gets out of it. Throws it to Price. And that's the end of the first quarter. 17-5, Galesburg after one. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
During the radio auction, bidder number 747, a single annual membership to the Tax Shack.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
One quarter gone at the GHS Fieldhouse. Brad Vinowitz, Steve Cheeseman here. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg leading Alleman 17-5 after one quarter. Streaks freshmen and sophomores also were winners. Well-executed first quarter for the Silver Streaks. Offense played pretty well under control, I thought. Didn't try to get going too fast against an 0-8 team. Now Kylam on a screen out high, curls all the way to the low blocks for the layup.
Good identification there. Saw an opening and exploded to the rim. That's the right play.
19-5, Galesburg by 14. Very quickly into the second quarter. Down to the low blocks. The kick out to Wallace. Hits a three. Just outside the right wing. 19-8, Galesburg lead is 11.
And that's certainly a strategy tonight. That's one of the ways they're going to live and die with that three, and that's their last seven shots.
8-6, Moline over Quincy. First quarter in that game. Left side, Dre, open off the elbow, a little bit long. Rebound chase down. Wagner had a hand on it, but it's Grip who gets to it first for the Pioneers. And one thing we don't want to see is the Streaks just get into a jump shooting game from the outside, just because they can. Leading here by 11. 1 minute into the second quarter. Rico Bird on the left side, firing it up top. Pass into the lane, the kick out. Good ball movement by Alleman. Grip can't hit the three from the wing, though, and the rebound off Meadows out of bounds.
That's one of those where Kylam had his hands down there, and that you never know how a shot's going to come off, and it surprised him there and hit him there, went out of bounds.
Now he was in good position. The ball just caromed quickly off the rim right down to him. And again, the Streaks miss a man open underneath, but Matichek can't hit the shot. The rebound by Grip, turnaround won't go, and a foul chasing down the rebound. And it's going to be called on Bird, I think. Yep, Rico Bird for Alleman.
And that's the last two baseline inbounds plays for Alleman. They've got a man open right at the rim there. Streaks need to shore that up a little bit there.
Spin move in the lane. Eric dumps it off to Derry. Dribble drive and the layup on the weak side rebound.
Good execution, penetrating, finding Derry, and then Colin making a nice reverse layup there using his body as a shield.
Sorry, not the weak side rebound, the reverse what I was talking about. When he dribbled the ball on the baseline, I thought, oh no, Cohen just go up strong with it. But he knew what he was doing. He got positioned from right to left and went up with it on the left side. Now the dribble and the missed shot. Derry was there to alter the shot. And the rebound, Price, outlet to Meadows, who gets fouled going to the basket.
Good job of the Streaks getting the ball off the glass, getting the outlet, and pushing the ball up the floor with the pass. There's the real key.
Second foul of the game on Bird, two quick ones on him. Three team fouls on Alleman. On the inbound, Aiden Wagner on the wing. Trying to find Derry down low. Now Meadows comes out for it on the wing. He'll work his way left to right. Now a screen set by Derry. The pass up by Meadows to the outside, Price. Wagner with it, puts the ball on the floor, curls around his man, jump stop in the lane to the basket, missed it. Bird with a rebound. Here comes Alleman, trailing by 13. Firing it into the corner, Alleman has to save it. Derry with a touch pass to Price. Outlet to Dre. Juggled the ball, kicks out to Derry. Drives into the lane, right side basket.
Collins showing great quickness there and great foot speed. He really runs well for a big guy, and he's very quick and controls his body as well very nicely.
Cohen Derry with back-to-back baskets, 23-8, Silver Streaks by 15 with 5:20 to go in the first half. Derry up top, man-to-man defense by Wagner to the left side. Now to the baseline, it goes Matichek. Bounce pass in the lane. The good feed cutting in from the right side to Jackson on a bounce pass from Wallace for the assist.
Good execution by Alleman there. They got to the post and found a back cutter there. We took our eye off of him, and they took advantage of it.
Kyla Meadows, right side, found an opening, now backs up, kicks it up top. Dre, dribble drive, cut off, now works his way to the left side, feeds it underneath, and the reverse layup by Derry, moving left to right this time.
Good decision. I mean, he makes good decisions with the ball. He attempted the correct shot there and got himself in good position to execute the shot.
Cohen Derry averaging just under 3.5 a game. He's one short of a season high already with 6 here tonight. Bird fires up the quick three, missed it. Meadows with a rebound. Here come the Streaks in a hurry. Outlet to Dre with a layup in from the right side.
And again, that play is made in the fast break by pushing the ball from volleyball line to volleyball line with a pass. Nobody can outrun a pass.
27-10, Streaks by 17 as we approach the halfway point of quarter number two. Streaks with a steal. Outlet to Eric with a layup at the other end of the Streaks. Having some fun in transition right now. Price with 8 in the game. 29-10, Silver Streaks approaching a 20-point lead already halfway through quarter number two. On the left wing, Grip up top into the lane on the feed and a hand check foul as Cameron Wallace tried to drive down the middle of the lane, ran into a double team by the Streaks, and that was going to be called on Price.
It looked like it was going to be on Eric there. Let's see for sure. Hard to see the numbers, yes.
Yep, 3:46 to go first half. Silver Streaks by 19. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Not everyone selling a home is using a realtor. In fact, the do-it-yourselfers are using Galesburg.info. Head there and see for yourself all the great local listings, one of which may be just what you're looking for. View the pictures and property descriptions and check back often for new listings. That's Galesburg.info. Keyword FSBO.
Listen to the radio, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction. The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
3:46 to go in the first half. 29-10 is the Silver Streaks lead. Now, here's something unusual. Ryan Hart is sitting out the media timeout here. It's Steve Hawkins and sophomore head coach Garrett Rao in there with Derry, Meadows, Wagner, and Carl Dortch who's come into the game, and the only starter on the floor, Alex Egyptiaco. A little unusual with the head coach sitting out the timeout there.
Yeah, and who knows there? He may allow them to do some things, and they had some coaching points to make there.
Should mention again, Eric Price picked up 2 fouls. Hopefully fouls not a factor in this game for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 19. 3:46 to go first half. Alleman on the inbound to Bird on the left corner. Trying to work his way around Kyla with a little push off of the shoulder. That shot won't fall. Cohen Derry with a rebound. Leading the break into the front court. Kyla passed up the 3. Now passes it over right side to Aiden Wagner. Wagner works his way left. Shoots the 3. Missed it. Alex comes flying in from the backside, knocks the rebound away from Grip, but Alleman will keep it after knocked out of bounds. 29-10, senior night for the GHS cadets who were honored here tonight. Four senior Silver Streaks cadets, and tried to get a picture, but I was blocked, so I couldn't get the good shot. We got the pictures of the senior night for cheerleaders and for the boys basketball team, but I couldn't get the picture I wanted.
And our cadets have just been terrific. What a great organization, and the skills they possess and the shows that they put on are just terrific.
We've been trying to fire those out on the WGIL Sports Twitter feed. Here's a missed three, and the rebound, Kyla Meadows. Gelsberg trying to get to a 20-point lead here. Carl backs his way in, up with the right hand and in. Great position with Carl right in the middle of the lane, and it's the Streaks by 21.
Good entry pass inside to Carl. And again, Carl is so good around the basket and only going to get better. I think he has as much upside going into next year as anybody we have.
Under 2.5 to go first half. Up top, the pass behind Matichek, who does a nice job to hang on to it. Spin move in from the right baseline off the back iron. There's Derry with his fourth rebound after the miss by Jackson. Alex Egyptiaco into the front court. Left side, Caleb Meadows. Works around a screen thanks to a screen from Dortch and then down the middle of the lane and a foul on Alleman. Trying to draw the charge, but just got there too late.
Both Cone and Carl do a great job setting screens. That screen that time by Carl allowed Caleb to get right to the rim there.
Yep. Second foul on Cameron Wallace. On the inbound, Aiden Wagner. Entry pass to Carl. Kicks it out to the right side. Derry now back out to Alex. Alex looks over, directs some traffic. Dortch comes out, sets another screen. Alex around it to the left. Now the pass goes on to the left wing to Aiden Wagner. He'll dribble drive, cut off in the lane, works his way back over to the left wing. Up top to Dortch. Carl with it. Passes it over to Caleb Meadows. Another screen from Dortch. Caleb passes up the shot. Streaks skip the ball on the perimeter with Alex in the dribble drive. The feed into the left corner. Cutting in from the left side. Dortch got a, or rather Derry, then lost a handle on it. It was a tough pass. I was impressed that Cohen even hung on to that pass to begin with. And then once he had the ball down, Alleman reached in, slapped it away. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. 21-point Gelsberg lead. On the right side, this is Noah Brinkman into the game, a 6'1 junior, with Wallace on the bench with two fouls. Driving in from the left side, Matichek gets the pass away to Dockery Jackson, who missed the three. Rebound grip for Alleman, and back out to Jackson. Pulls it back up top. Pull up at the free throw line, ooh, way off the mark by Brinkman, and the rebound, Derry, for number five.
And they've come up empty the last six possessions.
Alex down the left side of the lane, kicks it over to the left corner. Carl Dortch driving in, up. Short rebound, Derry with a putback got fouled. How about Cohen Derry? Six rebounds already, and he didn't even start the game.
You know, watching this ball game here tonight, you know, you're looking for some things for the future. You know, we have a couple of base offenses that you have double low posts, and both Cohen and Carl are going to be very, very good in that double low post next year, both on the offensive end and the defensive end, and we can continue to get the ball up the floor with their good athleticism.
Foul on Jackson for Alleman, his first. Derry misses the first but makes the second free throw. Matches his season high with seven, and the Streaks lead by 22. 32-10 with 45 seconds to go in the first half. End of the third quarter at Rock Island. Alleman, Streaks girls had a rough quarter, scored only 4 points, and now they trail by eight, 32-24 heading into the final quarter. Again, that game being played on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And Alleman turns it over again in the half court with a pass on the far side out of bounds.
And our Gelsberg girls are just have been beset with injuries here that have really just devastated their ball club right now.
Left side, Alex cutting in down low. Carl, with all green jerseys around him, steps back, comes up a little short on the shot. Jackson the rebound for Alleman. Hounded through the midcourt. Reach in by Wagner gets called for the foul. Thought maybe the Streaks were going to have a poke away there. But a foul on Wagner, his first. Five team fouls each here with 11 seconds to go in the first half.
Streaks have made a concerted effort of getting the ball inside into the low post and done a good job. And both of our low post players have done a good job scoring inside.
Now Derry comes out high, puts a little body on Andrew Grip. That's the first foul on Derry and the 16 foul with 6 seconds to go.
Need to know clock situation here.
On on the inbound to the right side. Streaks trying to hound him, picking up, firing it from the right sideline. Almost went in for Noah Brinkman, who just picked it up and turned and heaved toward the basket. Line drive shot, 32-10 is the half, as the shot won't go, and the Streaks lead by 22 at the break. When we come back, a look at the individual scores, the first half team statistics, a word from the coaching staff. We'll check other Western Big Six scores around the area as well. Here at the GHS Fieldhouse, 32-10 Galesburg over Alleman on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto.
10 stars of excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at the GHS Fieldhouse. Senior night for the GHS cadets, with the four of them just on the floor performing one last routine.
And they did a great job with it.
How nice to be able to get the chance to do it. In fact, one of the seniors, Natalie Nelson, I ran into her at school the other day, and she had just found out that they were going to get to perform one time. And it stressed her out a little bit because just of all the other things, it was back to school for the first time and to get the news on top of that. But she was so excited. So excited that they were going to get to do one performance this year. So,
and again, we've talked so much about the loss of so many things, and I'm glad to see those ladies get to come out. They work so hard, and they do such a terrific job, just like the cheerleaders and our ball club and all of the teams. I'm glad to see they got to come out here tonight and be honored and perform.
So we're going to post that picture that we got of the four seniors performing at the half. We'll post that on our WGIL Sports Twitter feed. Here at the half, Galesburg boys leading Alleman 32-10. I guess just kind of come out and take care of business tonight, Steve, which is what we hoped they would do.
Plain and simple, and continue to work on things, build good habits, get the job done, and be ready to go then on Friday night. Now we've got to come out and establish that again here as we begin the second half. Don't get in any bad habits. Do the things that we need to do, again, to finish this game off and get ready then for Friday night. And like we talked about in the beginning, and like Coach Verstrait talked about, they had to be able to shoot the ball well tonight, and they really struggled with shooting the ball well. And that leads us into our statistics, if that's okay.
Yes, let's do it.
Alleman was only 4 out of 24 from the field for 16%, and 2 out of 13 with a 3-ball for 15%. And at the end of each quarter, they were 0 for 5 at the end of the first quarter, and they were 0 for 7 at the end of the second quarter. So they didn't finish either quarter in a good way offensively. On the other hand, Streaks made the most of what we had offensively, a lot of those transition points, and getting the ball up the floor with a pass, where we are really good with our athleticism. We were 14 out of 23 for 60% and only took 6 shots with a 3-ball, and again, that was within the offense. And I think you made the point, and it's easy to do in this kind of game that you catch yourself and lull yourself into just, you know, chucking threes up there, and that's not a recipe for success. So 2 out of 6 for 33%. Rebounding-wise, 14 to 13 unofficially for us. Turnover-wise, we just committed 3. They committed 8. So pretty clean half by the Silver Streaks here and have a 32-10 lead.
Free throw shooting, Alleman 0 for 2, Silver Streaks 2 out of 4. Galesburg leading by 22 at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at the individual scoring for both teams, get a word from the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room, and we'll talk things over, or we'll check out other scores from around the Western Big Six in boys basketball action as well. Streaks by 22 at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Royal Cleaning, because you have better things to do than clean house. It's been a rough winter, so take advantage of their March carpet cleaning special of three areas for $100 by calling 343-DIRT. Chance of showers overnight tonight, low 56. Wind gusts near 40 miles an hour tomorrow with a chance of showers, high 68. Rain and breezy conditions tomorrow night, a low of 50. Partly sunny Thursday, showers before noon, a high of 59. Right now it's 58 at WGIL.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Please join us for the next Bohannon Show. We'll have the report card for U.S. infrastructure right here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Halftime at the GHS Fieldhouse. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman here. Will Stevenson downtown, our broadcast engineer, as the Silver Streaks lead 32-10 at the half. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in these first two quarters for the Alleman Pioneers. Cameron Wallace, the leading scorer, with 5 points. Then we go to Andrew Grip with three and Ryan Dockery Jackson with two. Again, just 10 points in the first half for Alleman. Andrew Grip was the leading rebounder with four for the Pioneers. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price led the way with eight. Off the bench, Cohen Derry, 7 points, six rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks in that category. DeMarco Harden had six early, really wasn't even needed in the second quarter. Then we go to Jeremiah Babers with three. Dre Egyptiaco, Caleb Meadows, Alex Egyptiaco, and Carl Dorch all had two. Silver Streaks lead 32-10 at the half. Meanwhile, I just saw the Moline-Quincy boys score. Here it is, Moline on top of the Blue Devils, 39-31. It's kind of been a pattern of Quincy that they play pretty well with their opponents throughout two, three quarters, and then as the game goes on, they just kind of fade off. See if the Devils can hang with Moline, maybe pull off an upset tonight. In the Rock Island Geneseo game, again, the Rocks are the Silver Streaks opponents up next on Friday night, and Rock Island leads the Maple Leafs 36-21 in that game. Both teams back out onto the floor. Silver Streaks with a 32-10 lead. Let's go assistant coach Steve Hawkins with Steve Cheeseman.
Back here at Galesburg High School Fieldhouse, joined by assistant coach Steve Hawkins. Streaks have a 32-10 lead, very comfortable right now. What are things we want to do in the second half?
Well, Coach, we need to keep the defensive pressure up. You know, we had a less than desirable performance last time out. We talked about regret and how that's a bitter pill you got to take every day. So we're going to keep working hard, keep the defensive pressure up, turn defense into offense, hopefully.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Steve Hawkins for joining us here at halftime as our colleague, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, makes the quick run over courtside. And we'll see. Alleman will have the ball to start off the second half, so let's see. They're going to start Nick Lewis, a 6'1 sophomore here in the second half, along with Grip, Maticek, Jackson Prate into the game for his first action, a 5'11 junior, and Cameron Wallace. We'll set the streak starting lineup on their first offensive possession when they have it. So again, Nick Lewis, a sophomore, Jackson Prate, a junior, for head coach Scott Verstrait to start off here in the second half. Two players who did not see any action in the first half. Bad pass up top, stolen away. Eric down the lane with the left side and the layup, and he's in double figures with 10.
Good job of reading eyes there, anticipating, and get that interception there. You're going to get a layup on the other end.
He read it. Babers read it. I think Babers actually got a tip, and even with the tip, it went right to Eric in full stride. Easy run out with the midcourt steal. And down to the other end for his 10th point.
As Coach Bob and Bill used to say, that is a telegraphed pass there.
Up top. Pass to the left side it goes. Picking up his dribble. Maticek. Now into the right side it goes to Prate on the wing. Back up top to Nick Lewis. Well, I said we'd set the Streaks offense on their first offensive possession. That lasted about 3 seconds. So maybe we'll do it on the next one. Here's a near steal again. Loose ball in the lane. But Alleman manages to get to it first. Streaks are trying to get out and run with it, and then the ball just sort of hung back. Now a three up top of the arc. Missed it. Rebound Prate. Spin move over the basket with the rebound. Put back. And on the weak side, Alex comes up with the board for the Silver Streaks. Eric Price, top of the arc. Now Babers has it. Pulls it back out. Jeremiah looking over the offense. Price, the Egyptiaco twins, and DeMarco Harden. Same starters to begin the third quarter. Pull up by Eric. Won't go. Rebound corralled by Wallace. Tries the outlet. Picked off by Babers. Into the left corner. Passing up the shot. Price out to Dre for three. Off the top of the support hanging down as it caromed off the backboard. And it's back to Alleman.
Nice play there by Eric. He used the shot fake to clear himself. Still didn't have a shot. Found an open man. And Dre just didn't hit the three-point shot there. But good unselfish play there by Eric Price.
On the right side, Nick Lewis pulling it back out on the hounding defense by Price. Now to the left side it goes. Another loose ball. And now Dre's going to get called for a reach-in as he tried to knock it away from Wallace. Alleman just looks shaky handling the ball. And I got to believe a lot of that is what they didn't get to do in the offseason, which, of course, nobody did because of COVID. But more so when you're struggling like this program is struggling, how important that off-season work really is.
I would think of anybody in the conference, except for maybe Geneseo, although these guys are clearly number one, the importance of an off-season going into this year was critical to them. A new coach, a young team, and these kinds of things you see here, a lack of cohesiveness in the half-court offense, are things that are directly connected to that lack of work and getting familiar with things. But even with that being said, they've done a good job in their half-court offense. They just can't get the ball in the basket. And again, you look at the 4 out of 24 from the field goal or from the field in the first half, says that. They're trying to do good things here. They're well coached.
Sterling leading United Township 30-24 at the half in that game. Two teams that in their last meeting with the Silver Streaks both prevailed. UT on Saturday night and Sterling a week ago tonight. Sterling by 6 at the half in that game. Streaks disrupt the half court passing by Alleman, knock it out of bounds. So the Pioneers to inbound, lobbing it to the baseline. The catch by Grip on the right baseline. Feeds it through the lane into the hands of Wallace, who couldn't handle it. But Streaks trying to get the ball, reach in and foul. They had a double team down there. This is going to be on Dre, his first.
And a couple of times inside, we've done a lot of good things defensively. That's an area there tonight that we've got caught, where we're caught behind our opponent, and when that occurs inside, it's death. He's got you sealed off, and the only way to stop it is foul.
Second foul on Egyptiaco. I thought it was just his first. Wallace makes one of two at the free throw line. First points of the second half for Alleman. Silver Streaks lead by 23. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Babers Two screens set high by the Twins. Babers works his way to the right, passes back left to Harden, who hits a three from the wing. He's got nine, and the Streaks lead by 26.
Good execution, wide open, feet set, good rhythm.
On the right side, the kick out up top. Now down to the baseline. Matichek feeds it to Wallace in the lane, goes up over Harden and got fouled again. That'll be number two in the game on DeMarco, and right back to the line goes Cameron Wallace.
And DeMarco, as he contested the shot there, that's the right thing to do, always challenge a shooter. He just got his hands extended or his arm extended, and that's where you get the foul.
Wallace missed his first three from the free throw line. Now he's made two in a row as he's right back to the stripe where he was seemingly just a few seconds ago, and now he's got some rhythm hitting three in a row. 24-point Gelsberg lead, 37-13. Approaching the five-minute mark of quarter number three, Streaks freshmen and sophomores both winners tonight. Varsity trying to make it a clean sweep. Price up top. Left side of Gypsyako on the wing. Works his way right around the screen. Bounce pass on the give and go to Price. Batted away. Fourth turnover by the Streaks. A rare steal by Alleman. Next dead ball will be the official timeout. Let's see what Alleman does here in the half court. Grip up top to the left side. Now into the wing. They're going to fire a three and hits. Wallace has all six Alleman points here in the second half. And now 11 for the game. 11 of Alleman's 16 points. Dre at the top of the arc, around his man, into the lane, can't finish off the shot. Coming in for the rebound, Prate. Alleman trying to creep a little bit closer. Get the lead back under 20 here as we approach the four-minute mark of quarter number three. Prate into the left corner. Another three by Wallace. This one is short. Rebound on the run, DeMarco Harden. Into the front court, Dre. Left side, Babers backing his way in, got fouled as he took it right at Nick Lewis, the sophomore, and that stops the clock with 4:04 to go in the third quarter. And the mask timeout, official timeout on the floor. Streaks lead 37-16 on WGIL. Oh, they're going to let Jeremiah shoot the free throws. Okay, well, good thing I looked up. First one up and in. First point for Jeremiah since the first quarter.
And I agree with you. I think that this is the time that you would call the timeout and make the timeout, and it isn't happening for whatever reason. Coach Hart's asking about it, and the official is now they're going to do it. But
so Babers makes them both, 39-16, and now we take the official timeout. 4:04 to go, third quarter. Gelsberg by 23 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Midway through the third quarter, Silver Streaks boys lead Alleman 39-16 up at Don Morris Gymnasium. The Silver Streaks girls have rallied back from an 8-point deficit at the end of the third quarter to tie the Pioneers in that game, going down to the final seconds on 92.7 FM, the Laser. No substitutions for the Streaks coming out of that official timeout. Alleman with the ball, grip on the right wing, working against Price, lobs it up top, corralled by Matichek. Streaks have picked up a little defensive intensity here. Price trying to poke away on grip out high, reverses directions, the bounce back to Matichek, kicked out to the volleyball line, chases it down, now batted away by Alex, goes for the steal, chases it down, and lays it up.
Great job by Alex, just tenacious there. He kept poking, and that's the correct thing. Don't come down, but poke and peck, and he was able to get the steal and a layup.
It just sort of sensed it, didn't you? He just kept going for it. And the live ball turnover gives the Streaks a 25-point lead. Now the runner in from the left side, and finishing it off is Ryan Dockery-Jackson. And it's 41-18, Silver Streaks by 23. And the Streaks girls win it at Don Morris Gym. Good for them, 38-36 and a nail-biter. And, again, a fourth-quarter rally by Coach Evan Massey's squad. Here's a drive in by Price. Got fouled. Got to the low blocks. And I heard a whoa even coming from the Alleman sideline. That did look pretty clean. But it's going to put Price at the line shooting two free throws here.
Great spin move there, Brad. He got right by the defender in a hurry there.
Third foul for Alleman. I'm sorry, just a second team foul. Second of the game on Jackson. Price, the lefty, first one up and in.
We've talked so much about how Eric has just been a real weapon for us in the low post. He's so quick. He's able to create a shot down there, and he's been very effective in the low post at 6 feet tall.
Price averaging a little over 17 a game, 62.5% from the free throw line. Makes the first, not the second one, though. 3 points in the half, 11 for the game. Alleman with the rebound. Down low, now into the lane, stolen away. Meadows comes out with it, feeds it over to Eric with a great look and a layup.
Fine play by Kyle there and a good dump off there. And a good job by Erica running the floor there to create that situation.
Turnover in the middle of the lane, and the Streaks got out with it in a hurry on the secondary break. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Gelsberg by 26 now, 44-18. On the right side, Wallace backing his way in on Kyleb. Shoots over him from the baseline. Missed it. Dre had a hand on the rebound, and he touched it last, I guess. I thought Maticek batted away from the backside, but Alleman's going to hang on to it.
Again, where the Streaks are best of getting the ball off the defensive glass, getting the good outlet, getting the ball up the floor with the push pass, and finishing on the other end.
3 minutes to go, third quarter between Rock Island and Geneseo. The Rocks with a 14-point lead, 51-37 over the Maple Leafs. Dockery Jackson drives the baseline, got to the weak side, but couldn't finish off the reverse. Kyler with the layup, the outlet, and the feed to Eric Price for the layup. And very quickly, Price with seven in the quarter, and now 15 for the game. And it's a 28-point Gelsberg lead. I think Alleman has had a running clock against him in every conference game so far. And here's a miss down low by Prate. Meadows with another rebound. And now the Streaks turn it over with a steal by Grip in the middle of the lane. Stops at the top of the arc, pulls up, missed it. Price with the rebound. Streaks trying to build it here. With a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Down the left side, Eric to the basket. Nice soft touch off the bank, up and in.
Tough shot there. Had enough backspin on it to get it off the glass and climb over the rim there. Nice execution on that.
Streaks on an 11-2 run to build a 30-point lead here. The running clock goes into effect with a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter. A minute 17 left here in the third quarter to be played out on a standard clock. On the right side, Jackson tries a couple crossover dribbles, gets a step into the lane, and then he can't finish off the shot. Rebound, Babers. Pulls up at the top of the arc and backs it up. And now an illegal screen set away from the ball by Kyleb Meadows, his first. And the sixth Scalesburg turnover, third in the half, though, three in the entire first half.
Kyleb just set that illegal screen there right in front of the official. That's one of those where you've got to set your screen up and beat him to the spot there, and he crowded him there and bumped him without having his feet set.
Final home game of the season for the Silver Streaks boys basketball team. They'll be on the road, two games in Rock Island. Rock Island High on Friday and Alleman on Saturday. And the Streaks having some fun on their home court here tonight. Here's Wallace, left corner, misses another three. The rebound comes off hard. DeMarco wasn't ready for it, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. Couldn't chase it down. 37.6 remaining here in the third quarter. Cohen Derry is in for Eric Price. Now Aiden Wagner comes in, and he will replace Jeremiah Babers, and I wonder if we've seen the last of Eric Price at Gelsberg High School on the court. With this 30-point lead heading into the fourth quarter and 17 points tonight, right at his season average. In fact, he's jogging
over
along
the trainer
the track.
Here for
yep.
Something.
On the left side, Jackson. Feed on the backdoor cut to Wallace, who misses the layup. And there's Meadows reaching up for his fifth rebound. Outlet to DeMarco. Jump stop. Knocked back to him on the follow, and then he gets fouled.
Did a good job of setting that up with a shot fake, but the Alleman defender there kept his ground and stayed down, which is a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And then on the second one, he got the foul, playing right into contact there.
17.4 seconds to go, third quarter. Second foul of the game on the sophomore, Nick Lewis. Harden to the free throw line, 9 points tonight. one for two of the free throw line in the first quarter, hits the first free throw here in the third quarter.
Good mechanics there. Everything was together, and he had his legs into it as well. There was good rhythm to that foul shot.
Streaks 4 for 5 at the line here in the second half. One more to go for DeMarco here. Streaks trying to crack the 50-point mark, and they do.
He looks like he feels a little better. I mean, he's been beset with these nagging injuries, which you're going to have in the shortened season without a lot of conditioning in the offseason.
DeMarco in double figures with 11. Wallace backing his way in. Bounces through the lane, 5 seconds to go. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. Nope, last touch by Alleman. They turn it over with just under 4 seconds to go, and the Streaks can take it the length of the court for one more shot attempt. And Scott Verstraete wants an explanation over there from the officials.
See if they can look at it here.
Baseball pass to the tallest player, Cohen Derry. Can't handle it. Wallace picks up the loose ball and almost hit it from half court. That's the end of the third quarter. We're going to have a running clock in the fourth at the Fieldhouse with the Streaks up 32 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You can hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Grace Lutheran Church in Galesburg, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Three quarters gone at the GHS Fieldhouse. Brad Binowitz, Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, courtside for the final home game for the Galesburg boys basketball season in this pandemic-shortened season. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, Silver Streaks leading 50-18, and we'll have a running clock in the final quarter. And the Streaks have emptied the bench. Dortch, Nolan Carl, Aiden Wagner, Cohen Derry. As Aiden drives in from the left side, all the way to the low blocks, up and in.
Nice execution, and that's what you want to see continue here. These kids coming in and doing things that are necessary to be successful, doing things the right way, and I'm certain they're going to do that here. These are the kind of players and the character that they have.
Easton Steck, the other player in, who just picked up a steal, and then gets called for double dribbling, trying to come out with it. That's the 14th Alleman turnover, but then the Streaks give it right back for their 8th. 52-18, again, running clock. Silver Streaks freshmen and sophomores both winners tonight, so we're 7 minutes roughly of clock time away from a clean sweep to wrap up the home portion of the 2021 schedule. Right side, driving in, all the way in for the basket. Rico Bird lost his mask out here on the right wing, and that's his first basket of the game. Bird started the game but then sat the entire third quarter. I don't know if he was in the doghouse with head coach Scott Verstraete, but he was aggressive coming at it right at Easton Steck here on his first possession of the fourth quarter.
And he's who they're going to build the franchise around here. He's got a lot of upside, a lot of things he can do. He's a sophomore. That's who they're going to try to build around.
Missed it. Aaron Carl with a rebound. Aaron's done a nice job getting rebounds late in games. He's averaging 2 rebounds a game in limited time. Pull-up jumper inside the free throw line. Stack off the rim, wouldn't go down. Grip with his 5th rebound for Alleman. Into the front court, Bird. Little crossover dribble, trying to get around Stack. Those two went at it in the sophomore game. Lost the handle on it. Good defense by Easton.
That's a good job by Easton. Sliding his feet there to cut the baseline off and almost got a turnover there by Bird.
On the inbound. Bounce pass to Bird on the wing. Pulling it back out right to left. Easton with a little reach in. Bird still with a dribble. Now pulls it all the way up to the volleyball line. We approach the 5.5-minute mark of the fourth quarter with the Streaks leading by 32. On the left side, Jackson Prate leaves off into the corner. Jackson for 3. Air ball. I'm sorry, that was Josh Steins, a freshman, into the game. Rebound underneath. Right to the basket. Nolan Carl took it all the way and put it up with a foul.
Good job by Nolan. finding that opening, that lane, and he attacked the basket right there.
And into the game, Marve Bile with an and one. Nolan Carl to the free throw line.
And I think we've got a timeout there by Alleman.
5:13 to go in the game. So, looks like just a 30-second timeout. All right, so here's Ryan Hart. We observed earlier that he wasn't in the huddle with his team during a timeout earlier in the game. Now he's in there with all these kids on the floor who don't really get a whole lot of playing time and certainly don't get a whole lot of playing time together in a varsity game. So you know he's going to coach these kids up.
Yeah, and absolutely here, talking about things that they're trying to do, and they're probably going to just run their two base offenses, what we used to call number one, which is a three-round two, and then our basic, which is a European three out, two in, but a lot of dribble handoffs and ball screens and ball reversals. Making sure these, you know, review what we're trying to do here and making sure that you're attempting to do it by those players that are in the ball game. Work on your craft here, both as an individual and as a team.
The foul was on Cameron Wallace for Alleman, his third. And he is out of the game now, I think. Shielded by the official, can't see everybody. Nolan Carl hits the free throw, and
Wallace is still in the game down there in the low block.
Okay, yeah, wasn't that a 3-point play?
Yeah.
Nolan will take a second free throw if they want to give it to him.
Yeah, he was looking for, hey, I want to get 4 points out of this for the price of three.
All right, so now they got it straightened out. 55-20 is the Silver Streaks lead. 5:13 to play, and once we get this inbounded, it'll be back to a running clock after the time. Actually, will we take a mask timeout? I suppose the officials could choose not to in a running clock game.
This will all be new to us here.
Tyler Zeman up top, now into the hands of Andrew Gripp, still on the floor. Started the game working against Aiden Wagner. Backs in, good defense by Aiden up top to Wallace. He's the leading scorer tonight for Alleman. Bounces it over to the left side. Puts the ball on the floor. Bile cuts him off. Now down the lane. Wallace took too many steps down the lane. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the Streaks. He took three big long strides down the middle of the lane. But they'll call the foul on Aaron Carl, his first. And they will take an official timeout. So 4:31 to play in the game. Streaks lead 55-20. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
During the radio auction, bid on number 617, a $25 gift certificate to Whiskey Barrel Country Kitchen and Bar.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
4:31 to play. Final home game for the Ellsberg boys basketball team at the GHS Fieldhouse. A 55-20 lead over Rock Island Alleman. Cameron Wallace misses the first free throw coming out of the official timeout. Moline leading Quincy 59-46. And Rock Island leading Geneseo by 18, 64-46 in that game. Wallace makes the second of the two free throws. 55-21 Streaks. Marve Bile into the game, a screen from Carl Doig. Now down the lane, left side, feeds it over to Carl, puts it up, got short arm, got it back, and rebounded it back up and in.
Nice pass by Bile there.
57-21. Pull-up jumper by Rico Bird, but a timeout called by Scott for straight. Well, that's the longest continuous clock fourth quarter I've ever been. Two timeouts by Alleman plus the mask timeout, and with 3:50 to go in the game, another timeout. Silver Streaks leading 57-21. All right, so what do you see here tonight, Steve, that encourages you heading into what's going to be a tough game up at Rock Island Friday night?
You know, I think that the next couple of days of practice are going to be a key, and I think you're going to see some film work as Coach Hart can point out in this ball game some things that we've done here that have been a signature of this particular ball club and when they've been successful. and then again point out things that he sees in the film last time against Rocky that we need to address as well, and really try to give them some motivation as well as some confidence out of that film session.
Streaks defend the baseline better on that inbound. Now lobbed out high, picked off by Dortch. Carl aggressively, strong to the basket, got fouled as Grip was backpedaling, trying to keep up with him. Man, Carl was determined, wasn't he? He was going down the lane hard, thinking
big time. He sure was, and you can see the smile on his face even under his mask there. And again, both of our bigs really run the floor nicely. He's going to call another timeout here.
30-second timeout with 3:29 to go, 57-21. All right, so this will give me an opportunity to bring up something Coach Hart and I. He brought this up tonight, and then there's something he brought up earlier. All right, so this is the third week that that Galesburg High School has been back in sort of full regular schedule. And Coach Hart said, you know, we were 5-0 at that time and then went into a little bit of a skid. Streaks lost 4 out of 6. And he said, you know, I'm not blaming it on that. He said, but the disruption in the routine, whatever routine had been established at that point, and then to suddenly go in where the kids are sitting in classes all day, he thought that impacted this team. He thought that impacted their energy a little bit and is part of the reason that they lost 4 out of those 6 games.
I think he's right on the money. As I talked to the Gale Scholar students that second week when we went into a little bit of our tough spell, that's when those kids were sort of hit the wall. The initial burst of excitement wore off the second week, and that was the week that we struggled, where there was fatigue and tiredness and a little bit of a lethargic way about their step and about their being.
Now, here's the other thing you talked about tonight. Because of the construction, the inability to practice in Thiel Gym, the inability to have a locker room dedicated... The inability to have a dedicated locker room that the Streaks have in Thiel Gym. Coach Hart was talking about, you know, trying to practice in the field house. And you got track that started this week. You got soccer in here. You got baseball in here. There's all kinds of things going on. And he thought that's even affected this team's ability just to focus. And, again, it's not excuses, but just talking about sort of the analytics of the season and the difficulty of playing in a COVID season, the difficulty of playing in construction as the Streaks get a steal and Easton Steck gets a layup at the other end. I mean, it's been a real challenge for this team in ways that I think may tend to get lost a little bit with everything that's going on.
Just my observations of this, as
Allman
well as being in
threw
school
it away again
with the Gale Scholar kids, I think both of his observations, both about that 5-0 start and that second week being back in school and the disruption with these teams practicing. There already is obviously an upset to the routine, but that further upset the routine that they had established at least a little bit. And all of those things play a role in, because sports is such a routine, and disruptions really can create some havoc.
And as a teacher, I was tired, too, as Easton Steck's pass goes through Aaron Carl's hands on the baseline. I was tired, too, after that first week of going back to school, so I can only imagine what it was like for these kids who, by and large, had been home learning, or at that point we were in a hybrid schedule, so they were here 2 days a week for only partial days if they were here on campus, and then you're trying to practice on top of it. Now all of a sudden you're sitting in the classroom for a full day when you hadn't been in a year. A year. It's been a year this week, as we've heard so frequently on the news. And credit to these kids for just finding a way to get through it.
Yeah, and the whole COVID experience has left us lethargic and fatigued. So, again, you throw all that other stuff in, and you don't have a lot of gas and fuel in the tank as it is for all of us. And kids are no different. I mean, they can't be expected to be superhuman as well. This is all... taxes them both emotionally and mentally and certainly physically.
Down to the final 35 seconds here in a running clock of the fourth quarter, and a trap between Nolan Carl and Marve Bile on Josh Steins, the freshman, just to our right over here on the near sideline. That's the seventh team foul on the Streaks. So we'll walk over. Steins will get to shoot a 1-1 as the clock continues to wind down. It'll be under 10 seconds by the time he gets his first free throw away. First one up and off the mark, so they won't have to stop the clock as Marve Bile gets his first varsity rebound to wrap up the game. Silver Streak 60, Alleman 21. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago?
And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Royal Cleaning, because you have better things to do than clean house. It's been a rough winter, so take advantage of their March carpet cleaning special of three areas for $100 by calling 343-DIRT. Chance of showers overnight tonight, a low of 56. Wind gusts near 40 miles an hour tomorrow with a chance of rain, high 68. Rain tomorrow evening and overnight tomorrow night, low of 50. Showers before noon Thursday, a high of 59. Right now it's 61 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks win it 60-21 over Alleman. Galesburg now is 8-4 on the season. Streaks freshmen won by 10, 52-42, and the sophomores won 49-28. I would imagine Ryan Hart won't be in the locker room real long, so why don't we start off our postgame with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because we talked about about the dozen timeouts we had in the running clock.
Yeah,
it was
quite a lengthy fourth quarter with the timeouts in a continuous clock, but that's the way it goes sometimes. You know, this is a game here where you don't really have that guy that makes a crunch time play when it was a wire-to-wire pretty easy win. But this particular kid has come in a number of times this year. He gives a spark on both ends of the floor. He does the things that you need him to do. He knows his role. He's always disciplined. I mean, he's the kind of guy that you can build around. He's an important part of your team. And tonight was no different. He was outstanding again coming into the game and really gave us a spark there. With that being said, Cone Derry is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. He's impressed me all season long, and I think he will play a significant role. He's played a big role this year, but he'll play a significant role in next year's 2021-22, I guess, season.
That's right. 7.6 rebounds tonight for Cohen. All but one rebound came in the second quarter. And, again, certainly that wasn't necessarily the point at which the Silver Streaks put the game away. They got off to a really good first half, and then Cohen just had that really nice second quarter as well. So Cohen Derry, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Coach Ryan Hart joins us now, as we anticipated. Might come out pretty quickly, and he did. Coach, I guess the first thought is we did what we had to do. Came out, took care of business tonight. What's your assessment of, from the coach's standpoint, of how the team did tonight?
Well, the defense was much better. I mean, we didn't allow very many dribble drives. There was a couple, maybe three or four times the ball got down deep in the paint. But other than that, I mean, the kids played pretty good defensively. And we switched up zone and man-to-man from time to time, just kind of working on a couple things here and there. And the kids did well.
What's your message in a ball game here? We were jump out to a nice lead. We got a comfortable lead. What are you trying to do coaching-wise in a game like this to make sure the guys are doing the things you want them to do?
Well, you just got to make sure you maintain your focus first and foremost. Once you get that, I mean, it translates in each and every play, offensively and defensively. And it's one of those deals to where everything translates into practice to the next game. And we did not want to make sure we let up, for lack of a better term. We wanted to make sure we were doing stuff still correctly, fundamentally, getting up and down the court, rebounding, playing defense, and running our sets right. And just get a little bit more rhythm for Friday night.
You had an opportunity to get a lot of guys into the game tonight. I know that's something we talked about in the pregame, that you were hoping to be able to do, and if so, to then allow them to work on some things and maybe continue developing those rhythmic kinds of sets that you're looking for. How did you feel about how those kids handled the situation when they got into the game?
Well, yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this before, but with no summer and really no off season whatsoever, and a lack of like practice time, because once you started, it was three games a week and you're just rolling continuously. But I mean, a lot of those kids needed the summer development, needed a fall development, and need more practice time. So, and it's the ones that really didn't have roles last year in games. I mean, Alex and Dre and Eric, they had roles. Caleb had a role. Marco had a decent role last year coming off the bench. I mean, everybody had a little something. So those are the kids that actually had some varsity playing experience. The kids like Jeremiah, Cohen, Carl, and Aiden, and guys like that. Those are the ones that need the extra playing time. They need the extra practice, and they needed extra summertime and preseason stuff in the fall. And we were able to get them a little bit going on tonight.
You know, without a postseason, I know this is a conference season, and I know you want to finish the year up in a big way. You're certainly trying to finish the season in a good way. What kinds of things are you doing in this kind of week to look at next year?
Well, for the main priority right now is to beat Rock Island. So, I mean, it's all hands on deck for that game. And as we're going through practices this week and the game Friday night and the game on Saturday, it's one of those. I mean, the coaching staff and I have already talked about just kind of evaluating kind of where we're at going in the summer, kind of like a depth chart type deal, and what we expect once we move forward into June and July, and how we're trying to adapt getting into next fall and the next season, which assuming will be more normal than what this year is.
God, I hope so.
Well, I do too. I mean, it'd be nice to see Thiel Gym.
Yeah, sure will. Yeah, that doesn't even have anything to do with the
pandemic. And have a locker room and stuff like that.
Let's talk about Cohen Derry. He's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. What does he do? A lot of times in the first half, you're bringing him in. He has big second quarters. He gives such a lift to this team. I mean, he just has really good quality minutes when he's out there. What have you seen from his game, especially as the season has gone along this year?
Well, the one good thing Cohen has is he's ball-friendly. I mean, he was on the varsity team last year, and we worked ball handling a lot last year moving forward once we started practices in November and December and January. And I felt like every single kid on the team last year was able to grab the ball and be able to put the ball on the floor for about two or three dribbles. Now, that's totally not the case this year at the moment, but in the grand scheme of things, that's one of the things I feel like if you have 12, 13 guys that can grab a ball, catch a ball, dribble a ball, and shoot a ball, I mean, you're going to be better off in the long run. And and Cohen's.
That's not stated enough, by the way. That really is not stated enough.
And we use that term all the time, and I asked Riley Milan all the time, what are we working on here, Riley? And he goes, being ball friendly. I'm like, well, thank you. I mean, he was my poster child for everybody being ball friendly last year, because he, like I tell you about Jeremiah not liking the ball handling drills this year, Riley was kind of that guy last year on the passing drills and everything, and so therefore I always went to him for the answer on that. We've got to be ball friendly, Riley, and so he did that. And like I was saying, I mean, Cohen, I mean, with a year under his belt, I mean, he developed some skills last year to where he was a little bit more ball friendly, and that is something that he gives us down in the post. I mean, he's long, he can catch the ball, I mean, he can jump up and get a rebound and stuff. Cohen just needs to realize that he's a pretty good player and actually play like he understands that. Like, the guy that he's going against isn't better than him, and that would be the one thing that Cohen needs to develop, is like a mindset where I'm good and I am going to dominate down here. And once he gets that, he's got a lot of potential. He's got a lot of talent, and he's going to be able to be a pretty good player once he realizes that he can use some body, he can use some strength, and he's got something people don't have. He's ball friendly, and he's got some length.
Bingo on that.
Yep.
And he can shoot the ball, for that matter. I mean, I know, and he hasn't got out on the perimeter much this year either. But, I mean, shooting a sophomore game last year, he put up 32 points up in Bettendorf. So, I mean, he's got the potential to put the ball in the basket from anywhere, inside and outside. So,
what's the plan here the next couple of days? We know we have a big game. It's a big game for a lot of reasons on Friday night. What do you do in terms of preparing for that?
We're going to watch the film that we had with Rocky the last time, and that's going to be one of the main things, just to see kind of, all right, where did they take advantage of us? What did we do to stop it, which basically was nothing. We need to make sure that we're preventing the dribble drives. We can't let Rice get going. We can't let Nimmers get going, and I've been a Nimmers fan for 2 years. And we were just able last year to contain Rice because they ran a bunch of ball screen offense, and we had Jalen and Eric just double teaming and trapping
screen.
That every single time, and he was not able to do anything. And that's why we beat him by 25 up there, because our defense just kind of suffocated him. Well, that's not the case this year, and we need to make sure that we work on what we need to the next 2 days to give us a chance to win. They've only lost one game in the conference, I think two overall. And they're good. And when I was talking to Sean Taylor that Saturday night that we were up there, yeah, they were playing them the next week. I said, well, good luck with Rocky. And he was point blank. He goes, they're tough. I don't know. They're a hard matchup for us. Well, they're a hard matchup for everybody, because they're fast, they're big, and they're strong.
Yep. All right. We look forward to seeing what you got for them, and hopefully pulling off a win Friday night. We'll see you then, Coach.
Thanks,
thank
Coach. Thanks, as always, for coming by. Streaks win it tonight over Rock Island Alleman, 60-21. We'll come back, take a look at our post-game statistics on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have two different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, night, so weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
During the radio auction, bidder number 748, a family annual membership to the Tack Shack.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
60-21, the final from the final home game of the season for the Silver Streaks boys basketball team, a win over Rock Island Alleman. Send the Streaks to 8-4 on the season. Alleman now 0-9 overall. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And, Steve, when you beat the opponent by nearly 40,
imagine the stats are going to look pretty good, and I think they do here tonight.
Yeah, stats pretty one-sided, especially shooting-wise. We were 24 out of 39. That's 61%.
Wow.
A lot of layups off of turnovers and rebound opportunities. 3 of 8 with a 3-ball for 37%. That means that we didn't get into that kind of horse shooting contest. On the other hand, and again, they talked about this, some of this is certainly our disruptive defense and pressure and quickness they haven't seen. Also, just their lack right now of really having those skills that are necessary that Coach Verstraete wants them to have, and that's their shooting. They were 7 out of 38 for only 18% and 3 out of 20 for 15% with a 3-ball, and that's not going to get you much of anything in terms of offense. And that's below their average, and they've only been averaging 30 points a ball game as it is. We out-rebounded them 28-21, and in the turnovers, they had 16 of them, and we converted them into points, and we only had 9. We took care of the ball very, very good here tonight.
Team free throw shooting, Alleman 4 out of 9, Silver Streaks 9 out of 13. Individual scoring, Cameron Wallace led the Pioneers with 12 of their 21 points. Then we drop down to Ryan Dockery Jackson with 4, Andrew Grip 3, Rico Bird 2. Only 4 players scored for Alleman. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, everybody played tonight. Only 2 players did not score. Led by Eric Price with 17, right at his season average. DeMarco Harden also in double figures with 11. Cohen Derry, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Price also had 6 rebounds. Jeremiah Babers had 5 points. Alex Egyptiaco, 4. Carl Dortch also had 5. Good minutes for Carl tonight. Nolan Carl with 3 on a basket and a foul, a 3-point play.
Tried to get a fourth free throw or a second free
That's
throw out
right.
of that. Pretty smart guy.
Easton Steck, Aiden Wagner, Dre Egyptiaco, Kyleb Meadows, all with 2 points each. Kyleb had 5 rebounds. And Marve Bile, Aaron Carl, the only 2 played and did not score, but each of them did pick up a rebound, so they got into the stat book for more than just some minutes there. Final thoughts for the final time for the GHS Fieldhouse when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming, to say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you in your car buying journey. There are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used through YEM's credit acceptance program. This is Brandon Kinney from YEM in Galesburg. Whether you've been through bankruptcy, foreclosure, or have late or missed payments in your credit history, YEM can help get you approved. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our credit acceptance program at YEM.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good night for the Silver Streaks basketball programs. Galesburg girls with a fourth quarter rally came back to win at Alleman by 2. Silver Streaks boys here tonight. I don't want to say this game was never in doubt, but Streaks got off to a great start, 11-2. And what I loved about that here tonight, Steve, is they didn't then just sit back and go, oh, look how easy this is going to be tonight, and then got into bad habits. They just really kept
killer
it going.
Instinct and kept going. It kept working on their game, which I thought was very impressive because, like you say, it's easy to get into the habit of just sort of not going through the motions, but getting out of who you are, and we did not do that tonight.
And that's the kind of game we needed going to that game at Rock Island Friday. So we'll see you up there Friday night.
Should be a good one.
Absolutely. Rock Island, pretty much the conference champions now. The Streaks, the defending conference champion. So you've got that to look forward to as well. Our thanks to our broadcast engineer, Will Stevenson, for the Hall of Famer, Steve Cheeseman. I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks win it tonight, 60-21, and the freshmen and sophomores winners as well. Good night from the GHS Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.